All right, ready to swap out those spreadsheets for some serious wanderlust? If Zimbabwe's been calling your name, today's deep dive is all about getting you there smoothly. We're talking visas, but not just the surface stuff. We've got some insider tips and even a bit of visa strategy for you.
Absolutely. Zimbabwe's visa system has gotten a major upgrade in recent years, and it's more traveler-friendly than ever before.
Now, you probably already know about the shift to e-visas, but what really caught my eye was the sheer variety. Tourist visas, business visas, even one that lets you hop between Zimbabwe and Zambia. Talk about efficiency.
And it's not just about convenience. This streamlined approach has actually played a big role in boosting Zimbabwe's tourism sector. Making it easier for people to visit has had positive ripple effects on the economy and local communities.
That's what I love to hear. Okay, so let's map out our terrain today. We're going to cover the main visa types: tourist, business, conference, transit, and student. Plus, we'll definitely be digging into that intriguing KaZuUni visa. I'm already picturing myself strolling across a border with a single piece of paper.
It's more digital than paper these days, but the concept is the same. And it's not just about strolling across borders, it's about promoting regional tourism and conservation in a really innovative way.
Okay, color me intrigued. But before we get lost in multi-country adventures, let's start with the foundation, the tourist visa. For most people dreaming of those classic Zimbabwe experiences, Victoria Falls, safaris, the whole nine yards, this is the go-to, right?
Exactly. And while the basics are pretty straightforward, valid passport, proof of accommodation, online application, there are a few nuances that can make a big difference. For example, when it comes to proof of accommodation, a detailed itinerary with confirmed bookings from reputable lodges or hotels tends to go over better than, say, a simple Airbnb reservation. It just adds a layer of credibility to your application.
Interesting. So it's not just about having a roof over your head, it's about demonstrating a well-planned trip. Makes sense, especially when they're trying to gauge your genuine intentions as a tourist.
Precisely. And speaking of intentions, let's touch on processing times. You've got your standard processing, which is usually sufficient, but there are also urgent and super urgent options. Now, super urgent processing is your ace in the hole if you're really in a time crunch. It guarantees processing within one business day, but it does come with a higher fee.
Okay, so that super urgent label is all about speed. Makes sense for those last-minute adventures. Now, what if you're not just there for leisure? But to make some business magic happen, we've got to talk about the business visa.
For those looking to close deals, network, or explore investment opportunities, the business visa is your ticket. It requires all the usual suspects, passport, application, etc. But you'll also need a letter of invitation from a Zimbabwean company and a supporting letter from your own company outlining the purpose of your visit. Think of it as proving you're there to contribute, not just take in the sights.
So it's about demonstrating a clear business objective. But wouldn't that supporting letter from your own company be easy to fake? How do they verify the legitimacy of these documents?
That's a great question. While there's always a risk of fraudulent documents, the Zimbabwean authorities have become quite savvy at detecting inconsistencies. They often cross-reference information, verify company details, and even contact the inviting company for confirmation. So,
It's best to play by the rules.
good point. It's not worth jeopardizing your trip for a shortcut. Now, alongside the business visa, we've got the conference visa. Is this just a variation on the business visa theme?
In a way, yes, it's tailored for those attending conferences, workshops, seminars, those kinds of professional gatherings. The requirements are similar. But instead of a company invitation, you'll need an official invitation from the event organizers, detailing the conference schedule and your role in it.
So think of it as a specialized visa for knowledge sharing and networking within specific fields. Now, what about those whirlwind trips where you're just passing through Zimbabwe? Is that where the transit visa comes in?
Exactly. If you're catching a connecting flight and have a layover in Zimbabwe, the transit visa is your temporary pass. But hold on a sec. Temporary is the key word here, right? How long can you actually hang out in Zimbabwe with a transit visa? What if that layover turns into an unexpected adventure?
The transit visa generally allows for a maximum stay of 72 hours. You'll need to show proof of onward travel. A confirmed flight ticket out of Zimbabwe within that time frame is crucial, and it's important to remember that this visa is strictly for passing through. Think airport lounges. and maybe a quick peek at the city, not a full-blown safari expedition.
Got it. So no sneaking off or a dip in Devil's Pool with this one. Although
Yeah.
72 hours in Zimbabwe does sound like a tempting taste of what the country has to offer. Speaking of longer stays, let's shift gears to those who are in it for the long haul. Students, tell us about the student visa.
Right. Zimbabwe has some impressive educational institutions for engineering. The University of Zimbabwe is considered top-notch. And if you're interested in the arts, you might consider the National Gallery School of Visual Arts and Design in Harare. But to study at any of these places, you'll need a student visa.
Okay. So besides the obvious acceptance letter from a recognized institution, what else do you need to have your ducks in a row for this visa?
Besides the acceptance letter, you'll need to prove that you can financially support yourself during your studies. Think bank statements, scholarship letters, or any documentation that shows you've got the funds to cover tuition and living expenses. And in some cases, you might also need a police clearance certificate to demonstrate good character.
That makes sense. They want to make sure you're genuinely focused on your studies. But what about working part-time to help cover those expenses? Is that allowed on a student visa?
It is, but it's not a free-for-all. Zimbabwe does allow international students to work part-time. But there are conditions. You'll need a work permit. Your work can't interfere with your studies, and the number of hours you can work might be limited. It's definitely a good option to supplement your finances. But don't expect to land a full-time gig while you're hitting the
Yeah.
books.
Okay. So a bit of a side hustle is possible, but the main focus should definitely be on academics. Now, I know we've been building up to this, and I can't wait any longer. Let's dive into the Kayaza Una Visa. This single visa allowing free travel between Zimbabwe and the Zambia sounds like something straight out of a travel hacker's dream.
It really is quite innovative, and it's not just about simplifying border crossings. It's a testament to the power of regional collaboration. The Kayaza Una Visa was born out of a shared vision between Zimbabwe and Zambia to boost tourism, promote conservation, and foster economic growth across both nations.
Wow. So it's not just a travel document. It's a symbol of unity and progress for the region. I'm impressed. But let's get practical for a moment. Who can actually get their hands on this magical visa?
Eligibility does depend on your nationality. There's a list of about 65 countries whose citizens can apply, so you'll want to check if yours is on the lucky list. You can find this information on the official Kayaza Una Visa website or on the websites of the Zimbabwean and Zambian immigration departments.
Okay, first things first, check your eligibility. Now, assuming you're one of the lucky ones, what's the application process like? Is it as straightforward as the other e-visas?
It's designed to be user-friendly. You can apply online or even get it on arrival at certain entry points in both Zimbabwe and Zambia.
On arrival. That's even better than I imagined. No waiting around for weeks. Just show up and start exploring. But what do you need to have ready at the border to ensure a smooth entry?
You'll need your passport, valid for at least 6 months, of course, a recent passport-sized photo, proof of your travel plans. This could be flight itineraries, accommodation bookings, or a general outline of your intended itinerary. Proof of accommodation is also usually required. And don't forget the visa fee. It's currently USD 50. But it's always wise to double-check the current fees on the official websites as they can change.
All right, so passport, photo, travel plans, accommodation proof,
Yes.
and the visa fee.
Got it.
Oh, and quick question, cash or card for that fee? Some of us are notoriously bad at carrying cash.
Many entry points do accept cards these days, but it's always a good idea to check beforehand and have some local currency as a backup, just in case.
Solid advice. So, let's say you've got that KIZ Una Visa stamped in your passport. You're free to roam between Zimbabwe and Zambia. How long does this freedom last?
You'll have a glorious 30 days to explore both countries. It's plenty of time to soak in the highlights and even venture off the beaten path a bit.
30 days, two countries. The possibilities are endless. But with so much to see and do, where do you even begin? What are some of the must-see spots that this visa unlocks?
Well, in Zimbabwe, you absolutely cannot miss the awe-inspiring Victoria Falls, one of the seven natural wonders of the world. Just imagine a curtain of water cascading over a mile-wide chasm, the roar so powerful you can feel it in your chest. It's truly an experience that will stay with you forever.
Okay, that's definitely going straight to the top of my itinerary. But I have to ask, what makes experiencing Victoria Falls with the Kayaza Una Visa different from seeing it with a regular Zimbabwean visa?
That's a great question. The beauty of the Kayaza Una Visa is that it allows you to experience Victoria Falls from both the Zimbabwean and the Zambian sides. Each country offers unique perspectives and activities.
Now that you mention it, I've heard whispers about swimming on the edge of Victoria Falls in Zambia. Is that just a legend? Or is it something I could actually do?
It's not a legend. On the Zambian side, you can swim in the Devil's Pool, a naturally formed infinity pool right on the edge of the falls. It's a thrill-seeker's paradise, but definitely not for the faint of heart.
Okay, that's officially on my bucket list.
Yeah.
But I know Zimbabwe is so much more than just Victoria Falls. What other treasures should I explore while I'm there?
For wildlife enthusiasts, Hwange National Park is an absolute must. It's the largest national park in Zimbabwe, teeming with elephants, lions, giraffes, and a wealth of other incredible animals. You could spend days exploring its diverse landscapes, from savannas to woodlands, and still only scratch the surface.
Sounds like the ultimate safari destination. Now, what about on the Zambian side? What hidden gems await there?
Well, Zambia is known for its walking safaris. Head to South Luangwa National Park, a renowned wildlife haven where you can track animals on foot with experienced guides. Imagine coming face to face with a pride of lions or a herd of elephants in their natural habitat. It's an adventure unlike any other.
Wow. Walking safaris in Zambia. I'm adding that to my list.
Yeah.
Okay. We've spent a good chunk of time exploring the wonders of the KZN visa. But let's rewind a bit and circle back to the other visa types. We know the tourist, business, and conference visas all have similar requirements: a valid passport, proof of accommodation, and that all-important online application. But what about the fees and processing times?
Right. The fees for these visas vary based on your nationality and whether you need a single or double entry. The Zimbabwe-visa.com website has a handy fee calculator where you can input your specific details and get an accurate cost. As for processing times, you can usually choose between standard, urgent, or super urgent, with additional fees for the faster option.
So if you're anything like me, a bit prone to last-minute planning, that super urgent option could be a lifesaver. It's good to know there are options for those spontaneous trips. But before we wrap up, there's one thing I'm really curious about. This whole e-visa system sounds amazing. But are there any countries whose citizens don't need a visa at all? You know, those lucky globetrotters who could just waltz right in?
You're right, there are a few exceptions. Citizens of certain countries, mostly neighboring nations and a handful of others, are granted visa-free entry for a limited period, usually for tourism or short business trips. It's all about regional agreements and diplomatic relations.
Ah, the perks of international diplomacy. But for the rest of us, applying online seems to be the way to go. But what if you prefer a paper trail? Or you hit a snag with the online system? Are there any alternatives?
You can still go the traditional route and apply for a visa through a Zimbabwean embassy or consulate in your home country. But keep in mind that this might involve more paperwork, longer processing times, and maybe even an in-person interview.
So the e-visa system definitely wins in the convenience department. No matter which route you choose, though, the key takeaway is to plan ahead. Don't leave those visa applications till the last minute. Now, before we sign off, I think it's important to highlight something truly remarkable about the KZN visa. It's not just about making travel easier. It's about something much bigger.
Absolutely. What's truly impressive is the vision behind it. It's not just about Zimbabwe and Zambia. It's a testament to the power of regional collaboration in Southern Africa.
It's like they've taken the concept of a travel visa and transformed it into a tool for conservation and economic growth.
Exactly. By making it easier for tourists to explore multiple countries, they're promoting tourism, creating jobs, and generating revenue that can be channeled back into protecting these incredible natural resources.
It's a win-win for everyone involved. Tourists, local communities, and the environment. And that's something worth celebrating. So if you've been dreaming of an African adventure, Zimbabwe's calling. Get that visa sorted, pack your bags, and prepare to be amazed by the beauty and wonder of this incredible country.
And who knows, maybe this type of multi-country visa system could be a model for other regions around the world. Imagine the possibilities for global travel and cultural exchange.
That's an inspiring thought. Well, there you have it, our deep dive into Zimbabwe visas. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even sparked a bit of wanderlust. Until next time, happy travels.